The controversial artist Robert Mapplethorpe was best known for his photos of male nudes and sexual fetishes. In 1989, an exhibit of his work helped ignite fierce debates about the role of government funding in the arts.
In Cincinnati, police closed down the Mapplethorpe exhibit.
We are sending the Mapplethorpe exhibit to trial.
Come over here. An upcoming HBO documentary examines Mapplethorpe's life and work. He's also the subject of a major retrospective that spans two museums here in L.A., the J. Paul Getty and the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
With his Hasselblad and Polaroid cameras, Robert Mapplethorpe worked out of his East Village studio. He photographed lovers, friends, models, and himself. Like his frenemy, Andy Warhol, who he also shot, Mapplethorpe did fashion shoots and made portraits of patrons and socialites.
There you go. Lift your head up a little bit. Look here.
This video clip of Mapplethorpe choreographing a model plays on a loop at the exhibition at LACMA. It gives a glimpse into his intimate studio sessions and his world, a world that also included downtown luminaries like Debbie Harry, Iggy Pop, and of course, his muse, Patti Smith.
The thief of sleep, the ambassador of dreams.
Smith and Mapplethorpe made an experimental film in 1978 that's on display at LACMA. The exhibition includes Mapplethorpe's art school ink drawings, his collages, paper dolls, and jewelry he fashioned out of scavenged objects. Mapplethorpe even framed his own underwear, notes LACMA curator Britt Salveson.
That was, I think, from very early on, a part of his aim in art making is to generate a certain kind of feeling that was visceral and erotic.
Mapplethorpe viewed his work as art, not pornography, even though his subject matter could be graphic.
I certainly think that had Robert lived 400 years before or 500 years before, he would have been a Vatican artist.
Brian English was one of Mapplethorpe's studio assistants through the final years as the prolific artist was dying of AIDS. English says his mentor captured perfect moments of beauty and transcended many boundaries of gender, sexuality, and societal norms.
Yeah, he did push culture, and it's important for people to understand him as an artist. His skills in finding that perfect angle to look at something is like what painters would do. His pictures became ethereal in the way that they would glow.
Both the LACMA and the Getty shows include an infamous shot of Mapplethorpe with a strategically placed bullwhip. He's bent over and looking back, staring at the viewer. Again, LACMA curator Britt Salveson.
He is defiantly saying, I'm a participant here. This is my world and my life and my desire.
The shows also include homoerotic and sadomasochistic images that shocked and polarized viewers. In 1989, a few months after he died, the Corcoran Gallery canceled a retrospective of Mapplethorpe's work titled The Perfect Moment. During congressional hearings that summer about funding for the NEA, then-Senator Jesse Helms declared, quote, this pornography is sick. The show traveled to Cincinnati, where it sparked an obscenity trial. Several years ago, LACMA showed some of these images without incident, and Salveson says the time is right to show them again.
I do expect they will have a very strong impact, and I think that's part of what he wanted to do. I wouldn't want it to become too safe or too comfortable because it was intended to provoke.
By contrast, the Getty Museum has saved Mapplethorpe's most controversial photos for the end of its exhibition. Rather than mount the photos on the walls, curator Paul Martineau chose to display them in a glass case labeled with an advisory.
I wanted them to be shown in a more discreet manner. So they were actually made to be seen in a more intimate way.
I mean, these are some challenging photos.
Yes. This is a picture of a gentleman wearing a jock strap and some leather trusses around his waist.
Other photos from Mapplethorpe's so-called ex-portfolio show a man in a rubber sensory deprivation suit and close-ups of various S&M scenarios and gay sex acts. These most controversial photos are shown in a gallery with Mapplethorpe's iconic floral photos. After his death, Mapplethorpe's foundation searched for years to find the right place to store his vast archive. They found it at the Getty Research Institute.
Do you want a jacket?
You have to wear a jacket?
It's cold, yes. It's basically a large meat locker.
But curatorial assistant Michelle Brunick leads us into the Getty's cold storage facility, which will be the permanent home to more than 1,900 photos, letters, and other objects. Attorney Michael Ward Stout, a board member with the Mapplethorpe Foundation, said the Getty had the best facilities to store the photographer's archive.
He wanted photography to achieve the level of respect that painting and sculpture had.
The foundation agreed to entrust Mapplethorpe's archive to the Getty and LACMA in 2011. This new retrospective is the culmination of this unprecedented partnership, says LACMA director Michael Govan.
When I talked to some of my friends in New York, I said, oh my God, Robert Mapplethorpe is a New York artist. The legacy should be in New York. And one of the cases I made about Los Angeles was that if you look at the future of where artists are moving from all over the world, that LA is one of the up-and-coming art centers.
Edward Mapplethorpe, who was his brother's studio assistant and an artist himself, says he also questioned whether his brother's photos should be stored in Los Angeles.
Because yes, he was a real New Yorker, but now that I've met the curators, I've met the archivists, and I see the facilities and understand, it's where it should be. To see them now exhibited the way they were intended to be exhibited and appreciated and looked at and presented in such a nice way is extremely, extremely heartwarming.
And he notes Mapplethorpe's archive forever has a home at the Getty next to the vast photo collection of his beloved benefactor and lover, Sam Wagstaff. The HBO documentary airs April 4th, and the photos will be on display at both museums till the end of July. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.